This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
XFL coming to Houston. They've chosen a name. We were wondering what the name was going to be. They've chosen one. The OG likes it.
I like it.
I'm not the biggest fan of it, but let the loopholes know what this XFL football team is going to be called, John.
Shout out to oil platforms everywhere, the Roughnecks and Rigs. The Roughnecks, actually, a little Houston Texans trivia. I think Roughnecks was one of the suggested names for the name, one of the finalists. Of suggested names for the name of the Houston NFL franchise that ultimately became named the Texans.
Okay.
Another one was Stallions. I love that.
Why?
The Houston Stallions.
Why?
It's pretty cool. It's just cool. I think Roughnecks was one. Stallions was one. Obviously Texans. And I know there was another one. I can't remember.
Can't they be like the Black Gold?
I like that.
And then you would have black and gold as your colors, kind of like the Saints. I think it should be the Houston Black Gold.
That's really good.
The Houston Black Gold. And then you got your colors right there.
You can have the Beverly Hillbillies theme playing.
Exactly. That's what I think they should have been called. Roughnecks is just a little bit too, not really good for me. I'm about that black gold life. That's what I would have gone with. But unfortunately, Oliver Luck didn't ask me. So I guess it's the Roughnecks. So get your Roughneck gear now. I'm intrigued by this. It's a foregone conclusion now that Johnny Manziel is going to be on the squad, right?
He should be, right?
I don't know what the standards are. I know Ryan Mallett's been working out. There's a possibility that maybe we see Ryan Mallett
on
the team.
Didn't Mallett get signed by someone?
I don't know. He might have gotten signed by an XFL team by now. I know he's trying to work out. I know Hot Fudge, Clint Sterner worked out with him a little bit. So I think Ryan Mallett's got a shot to be in the XFL. I think Johnny Manziel is going to get his look, and we'll see. But it's going to be the Roughnecks.
He's accepted an offer to be part of the draft.
Okay.
Mallett has.
Okay, so they're just going to have a draft of guys. You're not just signing. It's just a draft?
Some guys are being designated, and some guys are going to go into the draft.
All right. Sign me up for watching Ryan Mallett in this league. I'm 100% down. Then Johnny Manziel, I'm down with that as well. I'll be glued to this. I'm going to check out the product. Again, my recommendation would have been Black Gold as a name, but they went with Roughnecks. And my recommendation as well would be hire O.J. Simpson as an analyst. Not sure that one's going to happen, but I would do it just because I think it's very entertaining. It's very amusing, this football now. So what's up, O.J.? I'm trying to get you hired here so that you can get off the golf course and actually earn some legit money. Landry Locker, John Lopez, we are less than an hour away from Texans practice. As the news comes in, we will let you have that here during lunchtime on Sports Radio 610. Will Matt Khalil be on the field? Bill O'Brien was asked yesterday if Matt Khalil was injured. Today marks a week since we've seen Matt Khalil on the practice field or any field for your Texans. This was B.O.B. yesterday answering the question he was asked after practice.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
It's actually a pretty good answer. I think he should have just said that from the beginning. I think he could have easily just said he's out of practice right now per the head coach's discretion. We don't have to release injury reports, the end. I think the actual context of the answer is pretty good. And I think when they sent the transcript, when the Texans sent the transcript, I think it worked out a little bit.
Look, he could have avoided this. We talked about it earlier and later in the show yesterday. He could have avoided all this tension, anger, all these things by just kind of talking, you know, in a very non-committal way about him and just saying when he's ready, he's ready. Something like that, like he did last year for Jadeveon Clowney. And Bruce Arians just got off the field in Tampa. And let me just give you a taste of what he was talking.
Other than the guys who have been out, everybody else should be a game time decision. Devontae, Vito, those guys who have been out, not playing this ball game. Mike Evans will not play this ball game. The rest of them will be game time decisions. Like I said yesterday, how much they play will depend on.
That's probably how good. You can't hear it as well as I could.
What was I supposed to get from that?
They asked. Mike Evans sat in practice today.
Uh-huh.
They asked, is that because he's resting? He says, no, he's hurt. He said, Bruce Arians today was asked why Mike Evans was sitting out of practice if it was just a rest day. He said, no, he's injured.
He had no problem answering the question, huh?
No.
Yeah, it's that easy. I mean, everyone gets asked it, and that's usually just how you handle it, and that's the end of it.
I mean, he downplayed the severity of it.
No one says anything of it.
No, he's injured.
And that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Nothing to see here. And right. That's the difference between Bruce Arians and some other coaches. Some other coaches will get a little bit testy for it, but that's how Bruce Arians handles it. I'm sure Bill O'Brien's tired of answering Matt Khalil questions, but they're not going away. The offensive line has been one of the biggest concerns for this team for 3 years. When you have a quarterback like a Deshaun Watson, the offensive line matters. We were talking about leading up to the draft. We were talking about leading into free agency. We're talking about it in camp. So that's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably going to have to get used to that. But in the spirit of Bill O'Brien getting a little bit testy
mm-hmm.
when being asked the same question every day, I'm going to ask you and I'm going to ask the Loophole, 713-572-4610. If you listen, you are a Loophole, and we have the utmost appreciation for you. What questions in your daily life do you get tired of answering?
Why don't you decide whenever it's time to go eat or do something? I hate that so much. Texter, there's some that when I was younger, I got asked all the time. Texter brought this one up, and when I was in high school and college, it happened. Figgy, I bet it happens to you. Can I touch your hair?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Because when I was younger, those who don't know, I had kind of like a fro, real curly fro, all the way up through college.
That's a little offensive, too.
Can I touch your hair? It happened to me all the time. Do you still get that?
I still get that.
I mean, it's just like, why?
Why would you want to touch someone's hair?
Can I touch your hair?
That's weird. Where do you want to eat?
Yeah.
That's the worst one. Because
mm-hmm.
there's no right answer for it. As soon as you answer it, it's going to be a curveball thrown at you. Where do you want to eat is the worst question in my daily life that I'm tired of answering. Mm-hmm. Absolutely tired. Let's go to Loophole Rudy. Rudy, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Man, I work for UPS, and it's 110 degrees outside. My shirt is soaking wet, and when I walk into the office, I'm dripping sweat everywhere. And at least one person will ask me, is it hot outside? I'm like, after the 10th time, I want to punch him in the face. That's just...
Is it hot enough for you?
Is it hot?
hot
exactly,
enough for you?
That's the exact question I get.
Man, I'm with him on that. That would get annoying. I feel so bad for these UPS drivers. We got so many. We got JR, the UPS driver. We got FedEx drivers. And these UPS, they don't have AC.
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't seem right. Look at Hot Fudge Sterner right there.
He's got it going
He's
on.
He's feeling himself, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
That dude is feeling. Look at his
Lance, you done lost your damn mind.
Look at his walk. What is wrong with this guy?
He's
this
a stud,
guy's cocky.
Man. He's a stud.
Kyle King, what's up?
Every day, I watch my daughter. My wife has a real job, so I'm the primary one who takes care of her. And every time I'm at a grocery store or in some line, I always hear, oh, giving mom the day off today?
Oh, that's sexist.
That is sexist.
That's sexist.
There's not enough respect for the single dads out there. He's not single.
Well, he's single when he's keeping his daughter.
He's taking care of the daughter.
By the way, my guy Brett at the Cron, at Cron.com, the other name was Apollos.
Apollos?
Yeah, it was the Houston Texans. Apollos, Roughnecks, and Stallions.
Should have been Black Gold.
No, I'm talking for when the Texans were up.
Oh, okay. Still should have been Black Gold.
Mm-hmm.
The Houston Black Gold. Could you imagine that? Here's the quarterback for the Black Gold, Deshaun Watson.
Black Gold.
The Black Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And just complete gold and black, just like the Saints. Would have been nice. Would have been really nice. What about, and there's a lot of people... These are probably college kids and young 20s. So when are y'all getting married?
Oh, my gosh.
Is there anything more rude than that?
Unless it's, you know, your
Unless
grandma.
It's your family
your grandma,
or something like
yeah.
that.
Because grandma, that's what grandmas do.
Grandmas don't have filters.
Well, they have no filters, but you could be dating someone for a week. Y'all getting married?
We're getting married.
When are y'all getting married? You get that a lot, I bet.
Sometimes.
You're almost to the age. God, I don't even know.
What are you about to say?
I don't want to talk.
Just go ahead. Just say what you got to say. Go ahead. Someone says they work for Frito-Lay and they always get asked, do you got any expired chips? What am I at the age of? Go ahead and get it out of your system, OG. You got a little smirk on your face.
You're almost to the age where some people are going to wonder, because you're still single, if you're...
I mean, I'm not single. I live with a girl.
Well, you're still technically single, though.
Okay.
If you're happy with your team. I'll put it that way.
What? That is the stupidest thing I've heard in a long time. That is so dumb.
No, it's not.
That is an old curmudgeon comment.
No, no. Get out of here. What are you, like 34?
Old curmudgeon comment. Yeah, I'm good.
All right. 34-year-old single guy. Someone in your family is gonna wonder, Landry's still single at 34, huh?
It's one of the dumbest things I've heard.
Nope.
Look, man. You see, and you know the best thing about this is you see all these people getting divorces now.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them are trying to get on this guy. By the way, we talked about UPS. JR, the UPS guy, is on the line. What's up, JR?
Oh, this is a question that I get every day. By the way, what's up?
Yeah.
Man, check this out. So every single day, and every UPS driver and FedEx driver and DHL driver and all other drivers can attest to this, I go up to somebody and they always ask me, excuse me, sir, what's in the package? Man, are you kidding me? I'm doing Santa Claus.
I have no
in the
idea
bag
what's
too,
in
man.
The package. I'm just delivering this stuff.
I can see that. What's in the package? What's in the package?
Is that package for me?
Do I have anything? That's another
What's
one.
In the package?
Yeah.
That would annoy the hell out of me. How is he supposed to know
when
that?
When are y'all having kids? Someone texted.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I just can't believe your old curmudgeon views today.
It's not curmudgeon.
Little silly, John.
It's not. It's not silly. It's not curmudgeon.
Just a little silly.
Nope.
Just a tad silly to me. 713-572-4610. Questions you get asked in your daily life. Because Bill O'Brien's going to be asked this again. Matt Khalil, we'll know if he's practicing probably in the next 40 minutes. Stanford's going to join the show as well, so we'll hear from him. Antonio, go ahead.
Another one for the UPS drivers out here.
All right.
You know, when it's clearly pouring down outside, you know, and you go in the office and they sit in there dry and comfortable, what they say is, you staying dry out there?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm not. Texter.
UPS drivers deal with a lot of dumb questions.
They're big loopholes.
Could you imagine,
man?
Bill O'Brien as a UPS driver? Shout out to all the Brown out there.
All the Brown, man. Leave it to Brown. They're,
what can Brown do for you?
Big time.
A lot for us.
Big time. I say that all the time.
Where are you at, FedEx?
And they're big loopholes. Domino's pizza guy. That pizza for me? No matter, like he's going through an apartment building or something. Is that pizza for me? I'm sure they get that a lot, too.
713-572-4610. Questions you get asked that annoy you on a daily basis. Bill O'Brien might not have to answer anything about Matt Khalil if he's on the practice field. We're going to know in the next 30 minutes if Matt Khalil is going to return to the field after a week. Keep it locked. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. More Texans talk, more annoying questions next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.